Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Saturday.
Saturday! Oh, it's Saturday! Oh, it's Saturday! Oh, it's Saturday!
He's armed with a week's worth of talking points and got up early for your listening pleasure. So kick back and enjoy all the immensity, the potency, and the intensity that is the Robin Lundberg Show. Here's the man so charismatic, we named the show after him, Robin Lundberg.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. For more on that, obviously, you can check them out. But there's a saying, may we live in interesting times, right? And that is certainly the case right now, that we live in interesting times. I don't know if I was ever prepared for everything that's going on now. I don't think anybody was. But one thing that's... I don't want to say poetic, I'll just stick with the word interesting, is that on Independence Day, the day that, you know, America was declared separate from where it came from and was recognized as its own entity, we are recognizing the people that originally occupied America. We are having discussion about the native people of America. And that's due to the Washington football team changing its name or getting ready to change its name. You know, the statement they put out yesterday, I think they should have just said, hey, we're changing the name. I don't know what you need to review. You know, this is not a tough one. It's an easy one. It should be a layup. Just, you know, layup line, get the ball, put it up off the glass, let it go in. I get it. It's been there a long time, and it's been hotly debated for years. But we obviously are now in a point in a time in our history where certain things are being deemed unacceptable, and a line has been drawn. And we see that with certain Confederate monuments, obviously. We saw that with the Confederate flag in NASCAR. And obviously the name of the Washington football team. And it's funny that it would take until now, in a sense, because this has been glaringly obvious. You know, I remember when I was a kid. I used to ask my dad about it. I used to have my dad. There were two questions I would ask him that just didn't make sense to me. One was why at Walmart I couldn't buy CDs with explicit lyrics, but they sold guns. And the other was, why is it okay that that's the name of that football team? Like, if you had put a different color in front of the word skins, how would people react? And, you know, I say that as somebody who grew up in that area. I lived in Lusby, Maryland, and then I went to the University of Maryland. So I lived in that area. I know how important that team is to that area. That's really the only thing they care about around those parts is that team. You know, it's not like the other teams even come close to touching the level of interest that they have. And I remember when Joe Gibbs got hired the second time, it was like a holiday. But the name has always been problematic. I mean, it should be a duh. And I've done backflips and all sorts of acrobatics, not to say it, over the years doing what I do for a living. And, you know, sometimes it's sort of ridiculous when you're putting sentences together, when you keep saying Washington football team over and over again. And, you know, Daniel Snyder has been steadfast in his refusal to make the change. I mean, to me, that's just pure arrogance, right? And now all of a sudden, that arrogance is being slapped down by his sponsors. You know, this all happened very quickly. It was a group of investors worth like $620 billion who told the sponsors to pull out until the name is changed. And once I saw FedEx put their statement out, I knew it was over because they planned FedEx Field. And if FedEx were to pull its sponsorship, no one's stepping in, right? Like if these sponsors were to pull their sponsorships, no one's then being the company that steps in and saying, oh, we're going to sponsor that team name. And I get it. Like those companies have been associated for a long time and didn't have a problem. But again, we're in a different time now. And people are drawing the line on certain things. And this should be, like, it's just also so easy because it's a sports team name. Who cares? You know, like, there's literally no downside to changing it. You know, there's only upside to changing it. In fact, I think there's a lot of upside for the franchise in changing it because they've been garbage for a long time. They've been pure trash for a long time. So when you think about them, not only do you think about the name and go, ugh, but you think about the game and go, ugh. So if you're able to do a complete rebrand and change the vibes around the team, I think that's a positive. It's a positive. And, you know, it's not like this is now a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And I don't think there's any chance that they go into this season with that as their name. I don't think there's any chance. They'll have a different name by the time the NFL season kicks off, or it'll be TBA, TBD, or at least it will be announced that the name is changing, at the very least. And their statement yesterday, I found to be a little strange. It's almost like they were trying to use the name as many times as possible because they knew it was the last chance. I mean, there's the banner at the top that says Washington team name, and then, of course, it has the address, which is team name Park Drive, and then of course it has the website www.teamname.com, media.teamname.com, and then it's a statement from the Washington team name. And in light of recent events around our country and feedback from our community, the Washington team name are announcing the team will undergo a thorough review of the team's name. This review formalizes the initial discussions the team has been having with the league in recent weeks. Dan Snyder, owner of the Washington team name, stated, this process all allows the team to take into account not only the proud tradition and history of the franchise, but also input from our alumni, the organization sponsors, the National Football League, and the local community is proud to represent on and off the field. Ron Rivera, head coach of the Washington team name, remarked, this issue is of personal importance to me, and I look forward to working closely with Dan Snyder to make sure we continue the mission of honoring and supporting Native Americans in our military. We believe this review can and will be conducted with the best interest of all in mind. And then bold letters at the bottom, team name. You know, and then there was also Rivera's quote about the military, which was strange. There's nothing about the team name now that honors the military. There's no prerequisite that a sports team name must honor the military. So that was just almost like forced in there. Maybe it's an indication of what the team name will be changed to. I mean, there's been a lot of suggestions out there in recent days. Washington Warriors seems to be a really popular one. I've seen mock-ups of that uniform. Red Tails has been one that I've seen gain a lot of momentum. Washington Red Tails, of course, that would be in reference to the Tuskegee Airmen, who were a group of black pilots in World War II. I believe the first group of pilots when the army was still segregated. So that would be a way to honor them and keep some of the themes and colors. I think you could do the same thing with warriors, keep some of the themes and colors if you wanted. You've seen pigskins thrown out there, generals thrown out there. I mean, obviously, everybody who's hosted a show in recent days has solicited suggestions on what the team name should be, but the team name is going to be changed. That is 100% for sure. I would be absolutely floored and stunned if it wasn't changed. Now, you also have the Cleveland Indians, who put out a statement saying they're going to determine the best path forward for their team name. And to me, if they're already putting out a statement like that, that means they're probably changing that name too. And like one of the like counter arguments people try to throw in situations like this is the slippery slope argument. When does it stop? When does it stop? You know, those are the only two to me that immediately jump out. I've been talking about this, and first of all, Washington's just glaringly, blatantly obvious. It's uncomfortable to say, you know, it is essentially a slur. There's just no reason it should have been a team name this long. It should have been long gone. Good riddance. Goodbye. Indians, I think to people isn't quite as immediately, to many isn't quite as immediately like, whoa, jarring. But however, there's a reason we refer to the natives of this country as Native Americans and no longer as Indians. So I can see why, okay, yeah, maybe that shouldn't be a team name either. I mean, Chief Wahoo was a part of that team for a while, and obviously that was an offensive image. And then, you know, it's always difficult with Native Americans because people are always trying to say what Native Americans think or reference what one person said or what one group or what one survey said, you know, because there have been Native Americans who haven't expressed issue with some of these names, and then there have been that have. You know, there are groups that have been fighting for some of these name changes, and then there are people who don't have, you know, that's not what they're spending their time thinking about. But just like any group of people, they're not a monolith, right? No one person speaks for an entire group. Just like, you know, I don't speak for all white people. You know, no individual black person speaks for all black people. Groups of people are not a monolith. They're individuals. And one of the things, though, that's made it difficult for Native Americans, and I think why it's taken so long, is because there just aren't as many. And that's a sad commentary of the history, you know, because genocide was committed against these people. Their land was taken from them. They were murdered by the thousands. That's just a sad truth of this country. And therefore, their advocacy groups are not as strong because, you know, there are other groups where if they found something to be problematic, their advocacy groups are very strong, and it may have happened quicker. But unfortunately, the collective voice of Native Americans hasn't been heard to that degree. So that's one of the reasons I find it interesting, you know, today, if, you know, the 4th of July, which is supposed to be American independence, we are going back to the people who originally occupied this country. And, you know, I understand there are other names out there beyond Indians and the Washington football team name that some people may start talking about, too, and like Blackhawks and Chiefs and Braves. Personally, to me, I don't find those terms problematic because they seem much more generalized. They have much more of a positive connotation. The argument that I have seen that I do understand is that no group of people should be a mascot. So there, I know there is a school of thought that all Native American mascots should be purged because people shouldn't be mascots. They're people. I would say that some of those other terms to me are much more in line with more generalized terms, like I said. You know, sure, they can harken back to Native American people, but they aren't explicitly stating, you know, either they are honoring a certain sect or they aren't explicitly stating, you know, about Native American people. It's just the imagery and the connotation that comes up, and it's much more positive to me. But the name of the Washington football team is a duh. Indians was the other one that I was already saying, yeah, so I understand them approaching it. And then there's maybe a conversation to be had about the rest. But because of, like I said, the one argument that I totally understand is people shouldn't be used as mascots. But I don't find those other ones so problematic. I think the ones that has to be changed is Washington football team. And then obviously no one was forcing the baseball team, the Cleveland Indians, to do what they did. They put it out based on this momentum. Like, that wasn't even the pressure that they were facing, like the Washington football team was. That was self-generated. What do you make of this push to change those names? CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. 855-212-4227. Obviously, you know, it's been a topic of conversation. I really don't see how you can argue against what's happening with the Washington football team. I really don't. Maybe there's slightly more room with the Cleveland Indians, but these are sports teams, right? I mean, we see sports teams move and change names and logos all the time. And we see uniform change. How many NFL teams changed their uniform this year? It's still hard for me not to say San Diego Chargers or Oakland Raiders. You know, maybe some people even want to say St. Louis Rams still. So a rebrand should be, you know, a way for them to capitalize, new merchandise, new marketing, fresh start. And I just don't see any real downside to it. And it's clearly something that is well past due. I mean, this is something that should have happened a long time ago. It's embarrassing that that's been the name of a professional sports franchise for as long as it has. And I think that's indicated by how many people haven't said it or have wanted to avoid saying it. And I, you know, I don't remember when I purposely decided I'm just not going to say it or I'm going to avoid saying it as much as I possibly can. But it's been something I've been doing for a while. And again, it's not something that's new to me. I used to ask, I'm not trying to give myself credit or points. It just seemed, I'm just trying to point out that it should have been obvious because I was asking about it when I was a kid and I grew up in that area. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Robin Lundberg here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Following Robin Lundberg on Twitter is easy. His Twitter handle is at Robin Lundberg.
John Brandio tweets in at Robin Lundberg at CBS Sports Radio. My only problem with this push is that it shows the power corporations have in this country. While people cheer for people here, realize these are the same powers that affect gun control, insurance, and other issues. I mean, there's a lot of truth in that. Obviously, the Washington football team name hasn't changed before, and it is changing now that the corporate sponsors are getting involved. I don't know how to solve that or totally explore the depths of that on this program right now, but there's certainly truth to that. I mean, I would say if you're looking for the positive of that, whether or not the motivations are pure, a lot of these corporations are making these decisions based on the current climate. What do you make of the team name changes that are coming? Washington football team name is out of here. Not officially yet, but trust me, it's out of here. And it looks like the Cleveland Indians will follow suit. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. You know, I do want to say one other thing on it, because I wish I could redo history class, because I think a lot of the history class I took was, unfortunately, the history books were basically propaganda, you know, pro a certain version of America propaganda. And I wish the history was told more straightforward, right? You know, I said before, we're talking about American independence today. And you know, maybe it's fitting that we would reference the people who actually occupied America first, the natives of America. And, you know, being taught the real truth, the real history, I think would be helpful. You know, they had Mount Rushmore stolen from them as well. And I'm saying that as a preemptive strike to the "they're going to take away our history" crowd that is sure to come out. Nobody's taking away anybody's history. People are just saying there are certain things that shouldn't be honored anymore. I mean, you take a long, hard look at America's history, it is what it is, right? I mean, there are discussions to be had about, say, George Washington. You know, there's a Jay-Z line. He says, "Only Christopher acknowledges Wallace. Don't even like Washington's in my pocket." Obviously, you know, George Washington was a slave owner. So there are a lot of people who are looking at even some of those historic American figures and going, "All right, we you know, let's face the truth about that." And the only Christopher we acknowledge is Wallace part. Obviously, a reference, Christopher Wallace is notorious B.I.G. and not talking about Christopher Columbus because of what the atrocities he committed. Now, George Washington is the first president of the United States of America. That is a matter of fact. And that's one of the reasons he has been honored throughout the history of this country. So there are real conversations to be had about some of those figures. And then there are the just duhs, like the Confederate flag. That is a duh. The Confederacy fought to uphold slavery. White supremacists have used the Confederate flag as a symbol of hate. So whether you at one point or not saw it that way, you know that people do see it that way. So therefore, by displaying it, you know what you're doing. That should be tossed in the garbage as far as being displayed and honored. Same with his football team name. Tossed in the garbage as far as being a point of honor or something we're celebrating. The history doesn't go away. You'll be able to Google it. The old games will still exist on tape. No one's scrubbing Google. And what's the, you know, what's the historical significance of keeping the team name? What does that do for anybody? This just seems like such a duh to get rid of that team name. Obviously, the Indians volunteered themselves after, and that was the other one that made me kind of go, hmm. The rest of them, to be honest, don't stand out as an issue to me. Like I said, they have more positive imagery, Chiefs, Blackhawks, Braves, more positive connotation, but I'm also willing to listen when it comes to those, simply because I do understand there are some people who say, you know, a group of people shouldn't be used as a mascot. 855-212-4227, even though I think those are more generalized than specific. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Steve in New Jersey. Steve, you're up here on the Robin Lundberg Show on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Good morning, Robin. Thanks for taking my call, and happy 4th of July to you.
Same to you.
Thank you. You know, I want to make mention of St. John's University in that in pure innocence, their mascot was the Redmen because they wore red uniforms. However, time evolved, and in the 60s, they were recognized and they were put together or matched up with Native American reference. And they even had a mascot for that, the headdress, a Native American headdress. Mm-hmm. And then eventually they went ahead and said, you know what, we need to change this because of that association with Native Americans. And they went with the Red Storm. And that's what they've been ever since. And it was a smooth transition, you know? It really was.
I mean, obviously, right? Because I don't even, you know, I don't think of that and point and go, oh, remember when this happened? Obviously, it happened a while ago. But that's a good example that, you know, these things, it's a sports team name, right? It's not a big deal.
You know, and then they made it such a smooth. First of all, it was an innocent thing. They wore red uniforms, which is why they called them red men.
Yeah.
You know, and then eventually in the 60s, they associated it to a Native American and with the headdress and all. And then they went ahead and said, you know what, this isn't right, you know. And then the Mohawks got together and everybody got together and they made it the Red Storm. The association was sounds like a herd of horses sounding like thunder. That's how associated with this Red Storm thing. So, but and that's it. So the people who are complaining about, you know, the Redskins and everything, you know, get a life. You know,
I'm with you, man. I appreciate the call, Steve. You could join the conversation 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. I really just don't see a counter argument. I really the counter argument to me does not exist. It doesn't exist. um, I got someone attacking me right now on Twitter. You hem and haw so much and is accusing me of wanting to take away things that I haven't said anything about taking away. And then I just looked at his avatar and take a guess who's in it. 855-212-4227. Again, what's the downside of taking away or changing that name? What's the counterargument? Like, someone please, if there is a counterargument, I'd like to hear it, like a reasonable counterargument, because I just don't understand where that can even come from. The only argument is like it's been that way for a long time. And that's never a good argument for anything, because there are plenty of things that were away for a long time and shouldn't have been. The other one I get is the slippery slope argument, but I don't even understand that one, because this is the first one that's happened. Like, when does it stop? This is the first. It starts and stops with this team name, and then maybe you add the Cleveland Indians. And I haven't heard people calling for any more. And then if we do explore a few more team names, so what? You know, like, if people do decide, if there are some people who go, hey, you know, we're not great about this, we don't feel that great about it, it's a sports team name. It's not a big deal. It's not something that's going to have ramifications or reverberate throughout history like everybody thinks it's going to. You know, the Oklahoma City Thunder used to be the Seattle Supersonics. Everyone's okay with it except for Seattle basketball fans. Nobody, it didn't change the course of history that they went from the Seattle Supersonics to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Waking up your weekend. Here's Robin Lundberg.
Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio. The Cleveland Indians will determine the best path forward for their name, which means they're going to change it to, in addition to the Washington Football Team. I kind of like why don't they just change it to the Tribe? Right? That to me seems like the easiest thing for them. Cleveland Tribe keeps the vibe of the team alive, the spirit of the team alive, while addressing the main issue that they're trying to address. Washington Football Team, I like Warriors. I like Red Tails. I think Red Tails honoring the Tuskegee Airmen is cool. The Pigskins or something I think could be cool if they go for a football motif honoring the Hogs, you know. But these names are changing with the times. And it's well past time, especially for the Washington Football Team. What do you think? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. And, you know, Anthony, real quick before I get to the calls, you know what I was thinking about as an example for the people who get all upset? Does anyone care that the Charlotte Hornets became the Charlotte Bobcats and then became the Charlotte Hornets again?
I don't think so.
I'm outraged. Why? Why did the Bobcats become the Hornets?
And I will say this, you know, Dan Snyder, what's the one thing that Dan Snyder loves? He loves money. And yeah. Just think about the amount of money that he'll be making if he just rebrands the franchise with a new nickname, with all the merchandise, be able to print that name on everything. And then he's also been dying to get that new stadium. He wants to move the team back to Washington. And, you know, he's been told that that's only going to happen if they change the team's nickname. So you change the nickname, you get a whole bunch of money with the new merch and everything, plus you'll be able to finally get your location, the old RFAK site in Washington, D.C., so even more money there with the new stadium. So, I don't know, it seems like it would work out just fine for Snyder.
Also, like, some of their fans will get to rock the gear with pride. You know how many fans are uncomfortable with that name now, currently? I know them. I know a lot of them. So, like, you get to – why would you want a portion of your fan base to go, like, yeah, I'm a – I mean, they have to check two boxes right now. They have to go, yeah, I'm a fan, but the team sucks. And, yeah, I'm a fan, but that name, ugh. You know, like, there's absolutely no downside. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Eugene in Alabama. Eugene, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, man? Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You got it.
I think it's clear, man, for the Cleveland Indians. You know, I'm partial to the Cleveland Natives. I think that's a good name for it. You know, it's an easy fix for me. I like the Tribe that you just mentioned, but I think Cleveland Natives would be fine. Would be, you know, something that you could say that honors the team or at least shows respect. And one of the things that I was trying to tell a friend of mine who's on the other side of changing his team now, he's not a Washington Football Team fan at all. You know, we're big, you know, Alabama Crimson Tide fans down here, so we don't have loyalties to pro teams. You just pick a team and go with it. But he was not able to understand why this was such a big issue, and I was trying to get him to see that, you know, for a lot of people who are not in that group of individuals who have been traditionally marginalized, then they have a hard time seeing what the issue is. And I was, you know, what I found is, you know, I don't try to change anybody's beliefs. I don't try to change what anybody thinks. But what I do is I try to at least get them to see the opposing point of view and try to understand why it is an offensive name, you know, for the Washington team. But it's almost purposeful. It lacks purpose to try to do that, because you have people who are just never going to be able to see it because they have not been in that like I said, that marginalized group.
Well,
but one of
Eugene,
things-
I think, and I'm going to let you continue. I think you're dealing with two things here, right? In part, some of these people, you're just dealing with people coming to the table in bad faith, right? Who nothing's going to change their mind because they're not coming from a good place. They're coming from a bad faith argument. And then you have the others, like you mentioned, who have difficulty getting outside of their own bubble or worldview or perception, because the way life has been for them, therefore, must be for everybody else. And I'm not one of these people. I try not to live in a bubble, right? I try to hear opposing viewpoints as long as they're brought in good faith. I'm okay with disagreeing with somebody. But I think in particular, especially Eugene, with the, you know, Native people, I mean, we saw with Black Lives Matter and with a lot of what happened after the tragic murder of George Floyd, you know, Black people just said, enough is enough. We're drawing a line. And a lot of white people came to the table because they should have before, but it did seem like a great awakening. And they said, okay, I'm trying to understand. With Native Americans, there aren't that many of them, right? Like, people don't know them. People don't see them in everyday life because of the history of this country. And so I think that's one of the reasons, because, you know, people aren't even associating those Native American people with people in their lives.
And that's a good point too, you know, because you have basically what that is a lack of a voice. And I'm going to be honest, you know, I've been a football fan my entire life. I'm 43 years old. I didn't know or understand that the Redskin was even an Indian or Native American, I'm going to say slur, for that team name until I was maybe 12 or 13 years old. Like, I didn't even understand that until I was in middle school. I just thought it was the name of a team. So what you just said there is, you know, still present in the way that people view it today. Like you said, it's not, there's a lack of voice for the Native American community. But one thing that I wanted to ask you is, do you think that going away from, like, you know, that line of that going away from that team name completely, or do you think that it can be changed into something that at least shows, like I said, honor and respect? Because I'm a big Atlanta Braves fan, and you know, the name the Braves has come up quite a bit. And, you know, team officials here or, you know, in Atlanta actually spoke with members of the Cherokee and Choctaw Nation, you know, a few years back. I remember reading about it, and they saw it more so as a term of respect, or at least a term of honor. But the one thing they didn't view it as was something that was offensive. So what are your thoughts on that? Is it okay if you're showing some kind of honor and respect for the Native American community or for Native Americans? Or do you
know, Eugene, I personally, I don't have an issue with Braves or Chiefs or some of those other names, because they do have a more positive connotation in my mind. They do bring up, you know, positive imagery, adjectives. I'm willing to listen to others if others say, hey, this is a problem because, and one of the things I've heard is, you know, like, a group of people shouldn't be a mascot, even though I think when you're saying Braves, you're you know, it is a more general term rather than specifically referencing a group of people. But I'm willing to listen to that. But as far as the team name, and I appreciate the call, Eugene, in Washington, I think you can do something that honors the history of the franchise and the color scheme and the like. Like I said, Pigskins would do that. Warriors, you could do that with. Red Tails, to honor the Tuskegee Airmen, you could do that with. A lot of the names that have been brought up, you could do that with. I mean, even some of them, Red Tails, you could keep the R if you wanted. The other ones, you could keep the color schemes. You could keep some of the imagery if you wanted. But the team name itself just has to go. And the logo has to go. Joe in New Hampshire. Joe, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, how you doing? Happy 4th of July.
Same to you.
Thanks. Has there been a major outcry from Native Americans over the years about that name, or is it just something that's popped up because of this whole movement that's happening right now?
Well, I don't know what a major outcry qualifies as, right? Because there have been, you know, Native Americans fighting for this change, including, I believe her name is Susan Shon Harjo, who was the president of a national Native rights organization. I mean, she wrote an op-ed for Politico about why the name is even worse than you think. And there have been Native Americans who have been pushing for the change. Yes, like I brought up before just now, Joe, I think one of the reasons you don't see it to the same degree is there are fewer Native Americans. The genocide that was committed against their people has lessened their numbers and therefore has made their advocacy groups have less power and strength than you would see with other groups of people who have more in numbers. So the voice might not be as loud. There are Native Americans who have expressed that they don't have an issue with the name, but like I said before, no people is a monolith, and to me this should just be common sense.
Well, you know, in the few seconds I have, because I know you have probably a few people standing in line, I agree with everything that's this outcry that's happening lately. You can't go around with Black Americans or African Americans. They're great people. We're all people. At the end of the day, we all bleed red. And I know in my experience, you know, I feel like Black Americans are coming. I mean, they're stars on the rise. They have been. They're bright, intelligent people, just like anybody else. They're hardworking people. They're smart. I was hoping that the last guy that I voted for would go into the big cities, set up programs to, you know, close liquor stores, close gun shops, and would you know, create more of a program within the inner cities to get these young, intelligent minds moving, because there are a lot of intelligent people out there who need a chance. With that being said, all this injustice that's happened is an injustice. But you can't go around tearing down statues and trying to change history. What I think people should focus on is creating a pattern of a new good history, a strong history. And Black Americans are coming up, and they're smart, intelligent people, as I said, just like anybody else. In fact, I know a lot of dumb white people. But the bottom line is, you know, you can't go around smashing and tearing and taking things down like it's, you know, this is like the, you know, you cry and everything just gets shattered. You can't rewrite history. It was bad. But you got to learn from it, and you got to go forward and create a.
Well, yeah, I think, Joe, one of the things about some of the statues, and I appreciate the call, is they're trying to make a statement, you know, that this is America, right? Like, this is America. This is a Confederate statue still being displayed. Like, we have to change that. Now, I don't want to get caught up in the minutia of any of the, you know, destruction of property arguments or whatnot. I don't think it's worth bogging ourselves down in that, because then, like I said, the bad faith arguers are going to latch on to that. But you don't destroy history by deciding certain things aren't going to be displayed anymore. Let me use the Confederate flag as the example, right? It doesn't destroy history to say you shouldn't be flying the Confederate flag. It says this is an ugly part of our history. Let's not honor it anymore. The history still exists. It can be in a museum. It can be in a textbook. You can Google it. You can read about it. The history is not destroyed. You're just saying we're not going to honor this anymore. And that's the same thing that goes for some of these statues that are honoring things that frankly shouldn't be honored in our culture anymore. And that's why, you know, you see a lot of people, much far more people than are physically taking down the statues, are signing petitions or fighting to get names changed. We've seen that happen at Clemson with their honors program. It's happening at Texas A&M right now. It happened with the Mississippi State flag. It's happening all across the country. So the vast majority of people are trying to point and say, this is a moment in time. We're going to change this right now, because quite frankly, it's unacceptable that this is still being displayed and honored. And look at what you're telling me as a person. you know, not me specifically, but those people who are speaking. Look at what you're telling me by continuing to honor these things. It's not destroying history. It's saying, all right, this isn't a part of our history that should be honored. This is a part of our history that should be expunged as far as celebrating it. Let's go to Paul in Jacksonville. Paul, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Happy 4th of July.
What's going on, man?
Hey, I just want to chime in on the Washington Redskins thing. You know, they can change a negative to a positive by calling the team the Warriors. I'm old enough to remember back in the day when Sonny Jurgensen was the quarterback of the Washington that they had a spear on the side of the helmet instead of the Redskin logo. So they could go back to that old spear, you know. And in fact, Warriors would fit right into their song, Hail to the Warriors, Hail to the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen mock-ups of that uniform, too, that would keep, obviously, a lot of the color scheme, a lot of the imagery alive. While, you know, you're never going to satisfy everybody with any of these things, but you take, I think you listen to the fan base. Yeah, maybe you consult, you know, some outside groups and you make a decision and go forward. But the bottom line is the team name as is can't continue. And I appreciate go ahead.
Yeah, right. The whole idea is to honor the fact that the Native American Indians were fierce warriors, and that was the whole idea behind the Redskin thing. But, you know, it does have a negative connotation. Just call them the Warriors and put that spear on the side of the helmet, and you get the same idea. You know, honor the American Natives as the fierce combatants that they were, and move ahead.
Thank you for the call. I don't know if Native Americans want to be known simply as fierce combatants. I think that you know, I would say if you're going with warriors, it's more, you know, a general term that can be used and apply obviously to football, and then the imagery and the connotation of it can, if you still want to harken back to Native Americans in a certain sense, to you know, get a grasp of the history of the franchise and put positive imagery out there, that's okay. But I just would be careful about talking about Native Americans as simply, you know, painting them into this box of being fierce warriors. I don't want to speak for any group of people, but I think that's why, you know, more general terms like warriors work, because you're not applying them specifically to one group and saying this about a group of people. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's live on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.